Good day to all. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, and I'm excited to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day, and I'm very glad that you're listening today. Please listen to Psalm 145, the second part of the 13th verse. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to all your promises, and we thank you for your love towards us. Help us now as we ponder your word, apply it to our lives and our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been studying the promises of God through the scriptures, and there are three steps that must happen for promises to be fulfilled. They are, number one, a promise has to be made. Number two, a promise has to be given. And number three, a promise must be received or accepted. In order to receive a promise, one must believe that the promise maker actually is and have the knowledge that he or she truly exists. Now let's listen to Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. May God bless us with his word. Through this scripture passage, God reveals that he is, in fact, the Lord God. In the Hebrew language, God is telling us here that he is the only self-existent and eternal and faithful God. Now let us ponder Exodus 3 and verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. In other words, God is telling Moses that he is who he says he is, God. The word is in the English language is a dialectical present tense first person and third person singular meaning to be. That is to have an objective existence of reality and actuality that proves one to be alive. All throughout the Bible, God reveals he is, meaning he exists, and he has proven this truth of his existence to generations of people and in many ways. Now let's ponder verse 20 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Amen. In the Greek language, the word amen has a Hebrew origin that means firm, steadfast, true, and trustworthy. In Christ, God reveals that he actually is. Because he is, he will make and give his promises outlined in his word. They are all yes in Christ, who is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, who sustains all things by his powerful word. We find this in Hebrews chapter 1. So in closing, to receive his promises, one must not only believe God exists, but must come to know him as he longs for us to know him. Many believe, but few really truly know him. Faith is the journey of believing in and getting to know the eternal self-existing God who revealed who he truly is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So to know Christ, then, is to know God. Do you truly know him? We hope and pray that you do. Only those who truly know him realize and receive his precious promises. It has been a privilege to be your pastor for the day. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango. We are located at 520 Tuscarora Road, right here in Chittenango, New York. Please check us out on our Facebook page, or better yet, come join us for worship 11 a.m. Sunday mornings of your choosing. We would love to see you. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day.